Mark Zuckerberg is on Capitol Hill today meeting with lawmakers ahead of what could be the toughest days of his career. Tomorrow, the Facebook CEO testifies before Congress, where he'll face public questioning about data privacy, political advertising, and Russian interference in the 2016 election. Here's Zuckerberg speaking to Ezra Klein of Vox last week.
We're really idealistic, right? And when we started, you know, I think we thought about how good it would be if people could connect, if everyone had a voice. And frankly, I just think we didn't spend enough time investing in or thinking through some of the downside uses of the tools.
Joining us to look ahead to tomorrow's hearing is Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Hi, Derek.
Hey, Jeremy.
And how big a moment is this for Facebook?
This is very simply an existential crisis for Facebook. It is a moment that challenges not only Facebook's business model, but also, and here I really mean existential, it challenges the story that Facebook tells itself about its role in the world, about its purpose and its function as a company that does good in the world. I mean, Facebook tells itself, the story has been, that it exists to connect people. And it operates under the presumption that this connection is a positive force. And the overall theme of the last 18 months or 2 years of negative stories about Facebook is the dark side of connection. Yes, it's good when people are connected to information, but what if that information is false? What if it's propaganda? What if it is so-called fake news? And yes, it is good to connect users with companies that are selling them things that they might want. But what if that information that is being used to target people is being shared with nefarious third parties that are getting access to people's data in a way that is either illegal or extra legal? These are the questions that Facebook's connection has raised in the last 18 months, and it threatens the very existence of the company's business model.
And of course, at the center of it is the revelation that Cambridge Analytica got data from tens of millions of Facebook users, most of whom never consented to sharing their data with the political consulting firm. What kinds of questions are you expecting from members of Congress? And I wonder whether you think they're going to be tougher coming from the Republicans or the Democrats.
I think we're going to see three flavors of interrogation. Flavor number one is going to be, what did you know and when did you know it? The Cambridge Analytica scandal, we recently learned, was known to Facebook in December 2015. December 2015. So a question that Facebook is clearly going to face, that Zuckerberg will face, is, why didn't you button this up 2.5 years ago? We saw Sheryl Sandberg actually struggle to answer this question on the Today Show. That's number one. Flavor number two is questions about regulation. There will be attempts, I think, from the far left, but I think maybe also from the right, to pin down Mark Zuckerberg to say, what sort of regulation do you think is appropriate for political advertising specifically or especially? And then number three, and maybe this isn't a flavor of interrogation, you're going to condemnation. We've all been at conferences where somebody says, I have a statement and a question, and then they make a long, morally outraged statement and then end with a question mark. I think there's going to be a lot of that. These congressional testimonies are good ways to ask business leaders about their companies, but they're even better ways for politicians to stump for a national audience of millions of people and have their comments replayed over and over again on cable news. And I think you're clearly going to see, particularly people from the left, want to establish themselves as being, for the public and against large companies doing nefarious things with their data.
And do you expect Congress to actually follow up with regulation?
I do. Yeah, I do. I think in particular, this issue of political advertising is ripe for regulation. I think that right now, for a long time, Facebook has had generally one standard for advertising, whether that ad was being bought by J. Crew, an American political party, or a Russian propagandist acting on behalf of an American political party. And I think Facebook itself is beginning to recognize that one of these things is not like the other, or maybe all of these things are not like the others, and therefore you need different standards, whether a shirt is being sold or whether a political organization is being sold.
Derek, Zuckerberg is not known for his public speaking. It was actually a little weird to see him today in a suit and tie instead of a t-shirt. Saturday Night Live had some fun with that this weekend when Alex Moffat played Zuckerberg on Weekend Update with Colin Jost.
Hi there, Colin. Begin eye contact. 2, 3, and away. Nailed it.
So Facebook has apparently hired a team of experts to prepare Zuckerberg for his appearance. He and Sandberg have been on somewhat of a charm offensive, as you mentioned. What does he have to do to win people over?
I don't think – look, if people think that Zuckerberg's a robot, and he's not going to get, you know, acting training in the next 48 hours to be able to help him from that. No one expects him to go full Oprah here. I think he needs to do two things. I have two words for Zuckerberg. Apologize and specify. Apologize. I think chief executives always underrate how far apologies go in the public sphere, and then specify what went wrong and how are we going to fix it. This doesn't need to be Hollywood pathos. We just need contrition and a plan. And to Zuckerberg's credit, in his prepared remarks, which were released in advance of his congressional testimony on Wednesday, he's going to say, and I quote here, "It was my mistake, and I'm sorry. Right. I started Facebook. I run it. I'm responsible for what happens here." I think he essentially just needs to apologize and then say exactly how these crises will not happen in the future.
Derek Thompson at The Atlantic. Derek, thank you.
Thank you.